And then I remembered where Melvin lives, and going up that bank. Halfway up that bank, there was a postman's hut.
Right.
Just on the left as you go up. And he was walked from the week to post and do his rounds. And then he was picked shoes from anybody wanted to mend him. And take them and mend them in their hut, so we call it postman's cobbler's hut, you see. And then he'd mend whatever could be done to them and bring them back. Oh. Then he'd have to walk it again.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So he was a postman in
Cobbler? He was, yeah.
So
when
you walked,
you thought,
okay. So about how many of you went together?
Oh, well, there was quite a few from the houses down on the road that been. We should all nearly be going to school together. We're six of a family here, Elder and Alec were older than what I was. Really.
Oh.
And then our Pickford, he lived on corner here. And then from new houses, some of them went to Hampshire though, from new houses. There were two girls from there.
So you all used to walk in a gang?
We all walked in a gang.
Yeah.
And then Three Horseshoes are such a little tiny place. You know, somebody went from there up to Thorncliffe. I mean, we're very small now then.
Three Horseshoes? Right?
Yes, because they put a little bit of an extension on when the war was on. You know, the soldiers, and there was a Mrs. Proctor, I think, who were there then. It was very little tiny, well, the wind is perhaps up still a little, but very, very tiny place. And they used to have anniversaries up at a Sunday school. There were a big lot at Sunday school here that I went.
So how many was at Sunday
school? So there'd be... would it be 30 of us, okay?
Right.
And because both sides poked, which were full, you know, with these seats and bring them down, you know, the big lot. There's a lot of my folks on, from up that way.
And who used to teach you, like, at the Sunday
Where Donald Godwin lives now, Mr. Parker, he was a teacher.
Right.
And then when he died, his son, his son anyway.
Mm.
And you know, my echoes are names sometimes. Fred Parker, And they did it. And then Jimmy Foster as well, he came from, you know, do you know where, you do know, round back, where they keep dogs now, fish farm.
Yeah.
Well, opposite there, there's another little house.
Oh, yeah,
well.
I think that's called
Corner House or something, isn't it?
Corner House, the one across,
Another one.
Where Holmes used to live, Dyke's daughter, Helen
lives. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he was foster then, his mum, just him and his mother.
Mm.
And he used to come down, you know, and take some to school.
Right.
And he did quite a long time.
Mm. So how long did you go to Sunday school for then?
Up till I was 14, Even when Catholic building was 14, you know, I mean, then it sort of dwindled down, same as churches have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And was it like a thriving chapel as well?
Yes, it was. Yeah. People ran chapel there.
Yeah.
And then you used to have the sale of fruit, you know.
And harvest and all that.
Harvest, yeah.
So,
and
did your family go to chapel, or did you go to
Maybrook? My mother, when they were little, they went to chapel. You know, because they only just got up the road, and because they lived to carriage house, you know, blacksmiths.
Yeah.
And then I was confirmed in Maybrook when I was about 15, so we always ran Maybrook church then.
Yeah.
And just went to chapel, same as I do in Maybrook now, sort of Easter, you know, and Christmas, you know, anything special going on. I go to church and then...
So you feel as though Maybrook's your church, not the chapel?
Yes. Maybrook's the church.
Mm.
And chapel's been closed, because right at the finish when chapel was closed, it was... Andrew Parker, Emily's wife, they were running, well, they've only their children going, you see.
Yeah.
So then, like, it closed, and they go to Trinity Church, Downley.
Right, so where was Andrew Parker from?
Andrew Parker, he came from, what's the name of that, to go up Aptar, and then you only go off it and go off a road, and he lives, you know, some, where Belfield, you can't see Belfield's from there.
Oh,
but it's up there's up two there. Properties up there,
anyway.
And that's where Andrew.
So that shop, was that in the 19... No, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, I think. Andrew's more or less same age, so Cap were born in 46. And so, I mean, his children now, how old will they be? Well, 16 and 17, I should say.
Mm.
And so, I mean, he took it over, they did it over for 4 or 5 years, you know, just.
Mm.
So they're keeping it open.
Yeah. So I think that'll be true.